And on the phone lines, we've got a local celebrity, I guess, of sorts. Used to be down here on the first floor at the Morton Building, 10 South Front Street, working with Sean Patrick. And we've got Robert Greer, senior manager of the NHLPA Creative Solutions. Hello, good morning, Robert.
Hey, guys, how's it going? It's a pleasure to be on.
Hey, yeah. It's nice to have you on. And imagine my surprise when I had a visit from your stepdad last week to say, hey, you know what? My stepson, Robert Greer, has a big hand in putting together the creative side of and the development side of the Four Nations Trophy that's going to be handed out tonight. What? It's got to be so cool to be part of that.
No, absolutely. A funny story is I actually just heard about this little side venture that my stepdad, Paul, did to come speak to you about my involvement in it the night before I left for Boston. So all this stuff is really new to me, and it's great to see kind of the support of the community and, you know, friends and family alike to kind of, you know, come behind me and my involvement in this, this event. It's been pretty touching for sure.
Well, it's funny. We were texting, and you said, there's no name for the cup yet. Will there be by tonight?
I don't know, Jack. Like I said, I don't know if you guys are searching for some quote-unquote breaking news, but as of right now, no. There's no name for the cup. Quite honestly, it's like we were so hyper focused on bringing this event together. The trophy was one of a variety of things that we collaborated with the NHL on. Being a part of the branding committee on the NHLPA side, we worked to kind of develop the overarching branded look and, you know, the logo development and, you know, everything creative kind of surrounding the event. And the trophy just happened to be one of those elements, right? So super hyper focused and vigilant on trying to get a product that I think the guys are going to be really, really excited for, you know, fans and media alike will get behind. And, I think for the most part, we really accomplished that. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, what kind of experience do you need, any specific background to be involved in this kind of project? Because designing a cup, I mean, that's no easy feat,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. You know what, actually? So given the mandate to start sourcing out different vendors to work with. So like we spread out a pretty wide net in terms of different vendors that we spoke to all across North America, a variety of ones in Europe, just to try to find a partner that we wanted to work with to develop this, this idea. Right. So, we kind of went through this process and we were in a position where we're like, we need to come up with some sort of a visual in terms of what this thing's going to look like. So I just decided, I have some illustrative background, decided to, hey, maybe I'll put something together that I think would be cool, that I think, again, our players can get behind, that, is really can capture how unique this one-of-a-kind event is. So I took a stab at it and, pitched it to my team at the NHLPA, obviously bringing in our collaborative partners at the NHL to get their perspective on it. And everybody seemed really happy about the design and the direction. And, took it to our partners at a company called MST Bronze in Toronto. To execute it. And, they've been phenomenal at working, collaboratively on this. Just a brief history and background of our collaboration with this company. Like, they developed the Ted Lindsay Award, which is awarded for the most valuable player in the NHL. And it's actually awarded from our own membership, right? So it's the guys voting on who they think is the most valuable player. MST Bronze created the Ted Lindsay Award, and we thought that they'd be a perfect partner for this.
Well,
so,
you did a heck of a job, Robert. Like, by the looks of this picture, we've got on the Quinty News there. You're a former graduate of Moira Secondary School, now Eastside. You're a former graduate of Loyalist College. You're a Belleville boy. This cup's got some Canadian feel to it. How's that? Like, absolutely. That's got to be a huge sense of pride for you later on tonight. That's going to be at Center Ice. And, of course, you designed it as a cup, so chances are later on tonight it's going to have a bevy or two in it.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Honestly, like this whole experience has been a bit of a pinch me moment, quite frankly. Like I said, to have a fingerprint on hockey history, it's insane. Like it's just a crazy thing to be a part of, right?
It's been a
frantic path to get here. So I think it's just as of recently, it's really starting to set in, like how significant this is and how significant of a project this is to be a part of. So yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Robert, we're running out of time, but I have to ask you this.
Sure.
I heard that when you first designed it, whether it was a prototype or whatever, that it was too heavy. Is that true? It was too heavy. It weighed more than the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, so, obviously the NHL is really, really protective on their IP. So one of the things that had to be a little bit smaller in terms of stature and a little bit lighter in comparison to the Stanley Cup. And it was a bit heavier. So we had to actually hollow out some of the handles in order to make it, underweight from the Stanley Cup. So, but again, the end product speaks volume. So that's really what I'm looking forward to.
Well, we hope that's going to wind up in Team Canada's hands later on tonight. Robert Greer, senior manager of the NHLPA Creative. Good work on that. Maybe you can get one designed here for some Harbor hockey in Belleville.
Absolutely. Well, you know where to find me, guys. So it was a pleasure talking to you, and enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, congrats, Robert. You enjoy it, too.
Thanks.